W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very...
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. One person killed and at least 10 others injured after a suspected tornado touched down in Texas's Rio Grande Valley Saturday. Cameron County Judge Eddie Trevino.
We did not have any type of warning last night. And of course, the middle of the night made it that much more difficult.
Officials say the suspected tornado struck a mobile home park. The city of Buffalo, New York is set to mark the one-year anniversary of a racist attack that targeted black people at a supermarket. A moment of silence will be followed by the chiming of church bells at 2:28 p.m. to honor the 10 people killed in the mass shooting. Despite little progress on reaching a deal to avoid default, President Biden says negotiations with congressional Republicans to raise the debt limit has not yet reached a crunch point. North Carolina's Democratic governor vetoing a bill that would have banned nearly all abortions in the state past 12 weeks. Governor Roy Cooper's veto will now test whether the Republican-controlled assembly can override the decision. This is ABC News. A teenage girl lucky to be alive after an encounter with a shark.
Ella Reed's mom knew something was very wrong when the 13-year-old came out of the water and onto the beach in Fort Pierce, Florida, north of West Palm Beach.
She was totally covered in blood, pretty much head to toe.
It looked about 5 feet long in shallow water, says Ella.
The shark itself was so powerful.
Telling ABC News Miami affiliate WPLG-TV.
Hitting my stomach really hard.
Bitten there and other parts of her body.
So I wasn't really in pain. Because the adrenaline was just like through the roof.
19 stitches. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A bittersweet moment for the community in Moscow, Idaho, where the University of Idaho awarded posthumous degrees and certificates to the four students who were murdered in an off-campus home last year. C. Scott Green is the school's chancellor.
This is a moment for us to acknowledge the contributions they've made and celebrate their academic achievement.
A suspect in the murders is awaiting trial. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I want to go outside, I want to be.
We're here.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out.
because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The lifetime, one of toil and blood. When blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and Anastasia's digging on some Bob Dylan, Shelter from the Storm, which... to me, is another great tribute to mothers on this Mother's Day weekend. Definitely check this song out at your leisure. And, great tribute to all the moms out there. And you talk about Shelter from the Storm, and I can't think of
many other organizations that really are embody that, like the Food Pantry serving Waukesha County and their fearless leader of more than a quarter century, Karen Treadwell, who will finally be retiring in July. And sounds like you're kind of celebrating that early with a trip to Portugal tomorrow, right?
Yes, I feel a little sheepish taking a vacation before the longer vacation of retirement, but going for a very important wedding made sense to do it. So. Yeah,
you and your husband are going, right?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So he already had his passport then, right? Is that correct? Or was it both of you that had to scramble?
No, it was just me.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But, and then real quick, speaking of Mother's Day, I wanted to mention that Mother's Day came early for the Waukesha South Blackshirt baseball moms. Their Blackshirts delivered a big victory in extra innings against Tosa West last night at Tosa. And especially for my wife, Melissa, Mother's Day came early in the form of a surprise relief pitcher named Evan Stout. Our son, who came off the bench in the seventh and eighth extra inning, giving up one hit and striking out one to get his first victory and save, first save and victory varsity level for the Blackshirts. And again, congratulations. And it was a great overall team effort. Brighton Staub, starting pitcher, pitched 5 1/3 brilliant innings and just a great overall team effort. So Blackshirts face crosstown rivals Waukesha North this Monday at Frame Park at 7:30. Don't miss it. The long anticipated meeting between new coach John Stillman of South and Don Radomski of North, who met here for the first time on January 28th when they appeared on This Week in Waukesha. And there is it. They're reinvigorating an old tradition where the winner gets to take home an oversized bat. So looking forward to that. And don't forget, next week's guest is Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert of Shaw's Parks, Rec, and Forestry to talk summer programming and trees. And then for any of you still looking for last-second Mother's Day gift opportunities, look no farther than Main Street here in Waukesha. I was at Burlap and Lace, and Tammy took great care of me. She's going to call into next week's show because she's also in charge of Friday Night Live, which opens on June 2nd, so check that out. But another place, Flippin' Fabulous, I didn't even know exists. It opened last September, October. I got some great gifts there and great gift ideas. So look no further than here in downtown Waukesha and support our local businesses. So, and then Bruce Gay is my guest, director of libraries, on June 3rd to talk about our summer reading program. And it'll be so great to have Bruce back on. Really one of the great, another great example of great leadership we have in our city of Waukesha. So, and speaking of leadership here, Karen Treadwell leaving for Portugal tomorrow. But looking back, we had a great conversation before the break. It kind of got cut off, but you're continuing about some of the support you're getting. And you started mentioning like manufacturers, you said, or companies.
Oh, yeah. So about 17 years ago, excuse me, we started a program that we refer to as the Food Recovery Program. And it's really beneficial because we are able to glean food that's still high-quality, edible food from manufacturers, purveyors, stores, growers, etc. And so we're diverting it from the landfill, which of course is very important and really speaks to some volunteers who are very environmentally conscious and gets a variety of foods to our clients that we might not otherwise be able to offer. And so last year we diverted, I think it was close to $2.5 million worth of food from the landfill.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's fabulous. And a lot of it is, like I said, really high quality food. About $750,000 of it was from Trader Joe's, for example.
Yeah.
And it's dairy, meat, high quality produce and things like that. So it's food that we wouldn't otherwise have available for the people we serve. And as I mentioned, it's things that are really high quality. It's not anything that we have to worry about.
Sure.
But we have volunteers who go through it all. And if there is something that looks like it's not quite prime, we have a farmer that uses it for either as animals or for compost. So we try to find an end use for everything that's donated.
That's fantastic. Sure. Yeah. Sure, because you have to have all your food service, safety, sanitation certifications.
Correct.
And so you've got people that are skilled at all the safe handling.
Right.
So that's good to know. And that's what I was going to ask, too, is like when you have an opportunity like the farmer's market where there's fresh produce, you have the infrastructure to handle that safely and also maybe distribute it in a timely manner so families are getting.
Exactly. Yeah. So because we are so large, we're open 6 days a week. So for your question about in a timely manner, absolutely. We're able to get things out.
Fantastic.
Right away. Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
What would you say has been your proudest achievement during all your time with the food pantry?
Well, there are a lot, and from a perspective of, I mean, there's so many individual moments, like one that I will never forget. It sounds like the beginning of one of those bad novels.
Sure.
It was a cold December snowy night.
Yeah.
And it truly was. And we had gotten a phone call from, 211, it's the non-emergency call.
Yep.
And they were connecting us with a family who had a young child who had been born with a heart defect and required a specialized formula.
Sure.
And a very expensive formula. And it was one we had. And they were able to come and get this formula. And they did not realize that they were also eligible for food for themselves.
Wow.
And excuse me. And this young child ended up needing open heart surgery. And we were able to help the family for the time that they needed it.
Great.
And this was sort of a classic story where dad had a good job, but they their health insurance benefits didn't cover. They had a high deductible. Okay. So, you know, so they were in great need.
Yeah. Well, Karen, I regret that we have less than a minute left, but I can't thank you enough for our service to our community, for setting such a great example for so many of us, and for taking the time from your crazy travel schedule to visit with us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Now I go on to the letter carrier's food drive for the rest
of the
right.
day. That's right. So you get your busy Saturday, and then make sure you have time to pack. So have fun on your trip. Thank you again for joining us. Mary Berg from Parks and Rec joins us next week on This Week in Waukesha. Enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and be sure to support the Waukesha County Food Pantry. Thanks again, everybody, and see ya!
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on. If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of...
ABC News. I'm Mark.